Hey guys, welcome to the Self-Positive Podcast. My name is Duke DeLate, and I've been a dating coach and self-development guy for a long, long time. So I wanted to start this project and deal with some of the more general issues that I have, other people have, my students have. And so today's episode was brought to you by me. And later on, I think we'll get some guests and shit, but for now, enjoy today's episode and check out the blog selfpositive.org, and you can find all the worksheets and the auxiliary materials and things. Thanks for listening, and here's the episode. Hey guys, this is Duke DeLate for the Self-Positive Podcast. Welcome to episode 3. We are talking about the dangers of self-doubt and how self-doubt affects your life. This is part of an ongoing series called Fuck Self-Doubt. It's on my blog. If you haven't seen that, selfpositive.org/blog, and we release content every frickin' day, sometimes twice a day when I'm not being lazy. And so today we're talking about the dangers of self-doubt. There's a lot of stuff going on, like, it's kind of, what's the word? It's, muddled. Like, it's, people talk about self-doubt, self-worth, self-esteem, self-concept, self-image, there's all these words in the psych community and the self-help community that discuss kind of how you view, how you perceive, and how you project yourself. We're going to dig way deep into that stuff in the upcoming months through the Self-Positive Podcast, but right now I'm just talking about self-doubt. And like we defined yesterday in the What is Self-Doubt podcast, I'm really only concerned about the self-doubt that affects your behavior. So if you doubt yourself, you're like, I'm not good at this, or I can't get this done, or nobody's going to like it anyway. That kind of stuff. For the things that you actually want to do, then that counts. And so that's the danger. I mean, that's the working definition we're working with here at Self Positive right now. And today we're going to talk about the dangers of that. Right. I did this example in yesterday's podcast. I was like, you know, I don't give a fuck that I have self-doubt about my ability to make it in the NBA, right? So, like, I don't care because I don't want to be in the NBA. So that self-doubt isn't affecting my behavior any, so I don't need to get rid of it. I don't need to uproot it and throw it out. If I wanted to do something else, like, you know, get a decent partner or make a lot of money, then any self-doubt that interferes with those goals, those are important for me to root out. Those are important for me to find the background for and get rid of, right? So the dangers of having these self-doubts in your life is, first off, they stop you from doing shit, right? If you continue to have these thoughts prevalent in your brain and you keep moving forward in life with the same thematic thoughts running, then it's going to damage your motivation. The first part is it keeps you from doing shit by damaging your motivation. If you don't think you can do a lot, and then you go out and you just like cap off your results because you're done for the day, like you don't have, you hold yourself back, then you don't produce a lot, and then you don't reap the rewards of that stuff. Feedback from getting things done, from getting things accomplished according to your goals, is part of what makes happiness. It's part of what makes you satisfied in life. And so if you go out and you try to do things, and then you don't do much, and then you don't get good results, it doesn't reinforce itself, and then you don't continuously get happier and happier and happier. If you just sit around and listen to your fears and your self-doubt, and you don't put yourself out there enough, you know, a lot, then you don't get a lot of results, and then you get minimal psychological and emotional benefits from that. Second danger we got, I don't think I explained that very well, but basically, like, yes, I did. You know, it damages your motivation, and then you don't do shit, and then you don't feel good because of it. You get minimal results. Anyways, so secondly, self-doubt causes procrastination. It keeps you from pulling the trigger on things that can actually do stuff. I got this a lot in my last business. I think I talked about that yesterday, where I tried to do all of the work that was possible to be done, like copying, pasting things, scheduling things, getting, you know, people on board, like starting websites and not finishing them, like all of these things that I could do so that I wouldn't have to put myself out into the world, which is what I needed to do to actually get the business to grow. I needed to do two things. I needed to get people to figure out who I am by putting myself out there, and then I needed to ask them for money in return for something of value. Like, that's what I needed to do, and I did none of that. I did a whole bunch of other infrastructure stuff and hype manning and whatever that had nothing to do with putting myself out there, right? I was procrastinating on doing the things that were the actual results-getting actions that I needed to take because I was scared, right? I was sitting there with my self-doubt going, you know, if I put myself out there and then I'm not accepted, then who am I? Who is myself? If I'm going to get hated on, then am I really going to be able to reach people? All of these self-doubts were stopping me from doing what I was supposed to do. I didn't just give up, right? Like, my motivation wasn't damaged, so to speak. It was I used procrastination as my means of resistance. So, yeah, so the second danger is that self-doubt causes procrastination. It's like, if you don't think you know how to do the right things, if you don't think you have the right strategies, then you'll run around learning and exploring strategies that are possible until you feel confident enough to get things accomplished. And like I said in my last blog post, the Making Self-Development Work For You, you just got to go act, you know, speed of implementation. You have to act, get feedback, iterate, and keep moving forward. That's how you actually gain confidence. Like, the experience of it is more valuable than the strategy and the planning, especially if your strategy and plans comes from your limited understanding of the situation. So you have to just kind of take action in order to actually get the confidence to keep moving forward. If you're just waiting for the confidence to come, the procrastination doesn't do shit. And then you don't get any results, and then you're not happy, and then you die sad, right? So that's that leads us to our third point. One of the dangers of self-doubt is it leads to regret. When you miss opportunities, you're going to experience regret, right? If you make the wrong choice, you can experience regret. I mean, you can always reframe them. Obviously, here at Self-Positive, we're trying to make sure that we keep ourselves in a good mental state and be positive and all that, but like, when you fuck up, you tend to regret it unless you reframe it. And if you don't fuck up, then you tend to forget all the good stuff unless you reframe it. But if you don't act because of self-doubt, your regret has no basis, right? Like, how do I say this? You have regret for not acting, but at least you didn't even learn anything. Like, if you try and you fail, you can regret it, but you learn something, and you're going to do it better next time. Like, I ran two companies into the ground, social media companies into the ground, but I learned so much while running them that I started to succeed after a while, right? Like, in my new ventures. And that was useful, but had I not pulled the trigger at all, and I'm just like, man, I could have thrown a football over that mountain. Like, then I would never, like, the regret would just have an there'd be no hope in the back end. There'd be no, it would just be empty. So, yeah, third problem is self-doubt leads to regret, which kind of stacks onto itself for the fourth point. Self-doubt causes defeatism. The fourth point is, like, if you regret not taking action, you can start to identify yourself as somebody who doesn't take action in general. And then you feel like you're never going to take action, or every time you do something, it's going to be stunted. And it can actually build on itself and create like a negative feedback loop of you believing in yourself, right? So after a while, you start to identify yourself as somebody who doesn't actually take action, who doesn't actually get anything done, who doesn't actually, you know, who has to like succumb to society's expectations and do what everybody tells you, because there's so much pressure from the outside world in trying to get you to fit in and conform that unless you fight it on purpose, you're going to have a hard time not having to get stuck into that mold. And so you're going to feel like you belong there and not belong where you want, what's going to actually make you happy. The fifth one is self-doubt stunts self-improvement. It looks good on a blog post. It sounds weird in the podcast. But basically, if you're not moving forward and taking action, you don't actually get to learn things that are new. Like the new stuff that is going to teach you and make you wiser and make you a better person and make you more effective at stuff, that you're not actually learning anything new anymore because you're not engaging in life. You're not sticking yourself into the fire. You're not figuring it all out. So if you listen to yourself, Dot, you don't let it, and it doesn't let you move forward and actually try stuff, make mistakes, fall on your face, then you don't learn anything. And then with the lack of learning things, then obviously you don't have new perspectives, you don't get better results, and you're in the same place when you started. You're the same place that you were when you started because you haven't got anything new to expand your mind or your personality or your emotional core, right? So if you let the defeatism, if you let the regret kind of stack onto each other, you won't even try to do new shit. And then you just lay relegated to the spot where settle in to the spot where you think is comfortable enough. And that's when people drop into mediocrity and settle and stop engaging in life. And I don't want to be one of those people, so I'm not going to do it. Self-doubt, the last one is self-doubt stifles inspiration. It's really hard to be creative and inspired from a place of complacency, from a place of mediocrity, or from a place of survival. If you allow yourself to settle into a space where you're like at the general mode, unhappy, it's really hard to create and be inspired from there. When you believe in yourself, it's hard to get, it's easy to get inspired and excited to do new shit and to stack on to the new. You can get into this period of discovery and exploration that will let you create and take in new data with an open mind and you know, create from that space. It's just a different kind of paradigm. But when you don't believe in yourself, it's really hard to get inspired to do anything new or even to create anything new. It's if you stop listening to the self-doubt and stop letting it kind of rule your identity in the moment, your mind will be open to be much more inspired and much more creative. So those are the my cats are just fighting right now. Anyways. So those are the, hey, can you guys shut up? I'm trying to finish a podcast. Thanks. So those are the dangers of self-doubt. There's six or seven of them. I'll put it on the blog post. It'll be kind of laid out there a little bit better, but I got some exercises for you today. In your journal, and I already told you to put a journal down, so get a fucking journal. I don't really care what it is. Get a journal because I'm going to release this shit every day. And I'm putting out like exercises and thing, you know, writing exercises so that you can kind of get to know yourself better, have better self-awareness, and have better emotional control. put these down in your journal. We have six ways or seven ways that self-doubt is dangerous, right? We called it, it damages your motivation. It causes procrastination, leads to regret. It stunts your self-improvement and it stifles your inspiration. Those are the six ways that self-doubt screws with you, that can damage you. Which one of those do you relate to? Write a little bit down in your journal about how, which of your doubts are stifling your inspiration. If you haven't done yesterday's exercises, go ahead and do those too. There was the ones trying to figure out what self-doubt is for you. Where did you learn that stuff? Who modeled it for you? And figure out which one of these that you relate to. Because like one of my biggest ones in the past was defeatism, right? I thought that I wasn't good enough, and so I would never be good enough to do anything. I'd have all these dreams. I was inspired to do something big, but I thought, if I do it, it's not even going to get traction. Nobody's going to like it. And then I just wouldn't do anything about it. And that stunted my self-improvement. So if you relate to any of that, go ahead and write a couple of sentences in your journal about that. And then we're going to talk a little bit tomorrow about what to do when you've kind of identified self-doubt and how to take it out of your skull. As normal, thank you for joining me here on the Self-Positive Podcast, and I will see you guys tomorrow or maybe later today with another post on the self-doubt series. If you like it, leave 5 stars or whatever in the iTunes, Stitcher stores. And if you don't like it, go fuck yourself. And, you know, I say that at the end because, like, if you stayed this long, you gotta like it a little bit, right? What was I gonna say? Oh, yeah, blog. Check out the blog. It's all written down there. You can get access to all the content and all the exercises. Until tomorrow, fuck yourself down. Stay awesome. Stay positive.